This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's been another huge storm doing its thing in the Midwest this week, the second biggie in about 3-4 weeks. Last time, you might remember, there were massive floods. Farms and whole communities and the businesses in them were underwater. Lagoon Pumping and Dredging in Columbus, Nebraska was one of them. It's Aaron Ross's company. He has a family business. We talked to him about a day or two after the floods hit, and with more weather upon him now, we dialed him up again today. Hey, Mr. Ross, it's Kai Rizdahl in Los Angeles. Sir, how are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
How's it going? We just wanted to call and check back in with another storm coming and you with the flooding and everything. How are you getting by?
Well, fortunately, in this area, we just received rain instead of snow, and that helped us a bunch. The rain, of course, has caused everything to be extremely muddy again, but at least it's not snow.
Well, yeah, I bet. When last we spoke, I guess it was like 3-ish weeks or so ago, it was the day after the floods, maybe 2 days after, and you were still digging out. How did the digging out go?
Well, we hope to finish the dig out this week. We're not quite done yet, but we hope to finish this week. And that has been a drawn-out process. We hired extra help. There's been about 20 people every day working on it,
Wow. Pulling
equipment and parts and everything out of the mud, taking it over to a warehouse that we rented, power washing everything off and putting it in the warehouse and trying to we haven't even started sorting through it yet.
Do I remember right that you said you had like $200,000-ish worth of damage that you were thinking?
We had $200,000 worth of insurance. We had $600,000 damage done to the building.
Oh, man.
But we've been totaling up the rest of the losses, like any equipment and tools and inventories, and it's about $2 million.
So what are you going to do? Those are big numbers.
Those are big numbers. We're not quitters, but it's going to take a while to build that back up.
Yeah, I bet. And these folks you got working for you, the 20 that are coming in every day, in addition to the family members I understand you have going on, are you going to be able to keep them on for a while? Do you have enough cash flow to keep them going?
No, this is the last week. I told everybody I would keep them through this week. The cash flow is, it's not cash flow anymore. It's reserve money.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're burning through that pretty fast.
Yeah, I guess you're not actually making any money, so you don't have any cash flow.
Right.
When we had you on last time, there was like a gas station or something across the street. I guess the question is, what's the environment like? How's everybody else doing?
Well, those guys, they're still digging out. This last week, they were working on their yard, and they haven't got the concrete poured yet, but they're getting real close to being ready. They had to clean their building out entirely, and they finished that this week also. Now they're going to go in and start rebuilding. They do plan to reopen.
Can I ask you how old you are, Mr. Ross?
I'm 62 years old.
So you're going to be doing this for a while longer, I guess, if you're making this kind of investment in time and energy now, huh?
Yes, it's going to take a while to recuperate, and pretty soon I guess the boys are going to have to finish paying for it.
Aaron Ross, he's the CEO of Lagoon Pumping and Dredging. We got him in Columbus, Nebraska. Mr. Ross, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.